Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Chemical spill at local power plant mopped up with help from fire department hazmat team. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Tuesday afternoon, a chemical spill was reported at the Dry Fork Station warehouse. According to the Campbell County Fire Department press log, the fire department hazmat team responded to the spill to help with the cleanup. The Gillette News Record reported a forklift pierced a container of ammonium hydroxide monoethanolamine in the chemical storage room, causing about 150 gallons to spill, according to Lindsay Chumley, supervisor of communications for Basin Electric. The spill was reported to the fire department immediately, and Chumley said all of the employees in the warehouse were evacuated and no injuries were reported. The hazmat team absorbed the chemical and put it into a storage drum. After cleanup, the site was deemed safe, and firefighters turned the scene back over shortly before 1 a.m. on Wednesday. The Dry Fork Station safety team is now going through the proper process to dispose of the chemical. Secretary Gray certified initiative to limit property tax in Wyoming. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray certified the People's Initiative to Limit Property Tax in Wyoming through a homeowner's exemption following the Committee of Applicants' submission of the requisite number of sponsors on Monday, September 25th. According to the press release from the Secretary of State's office, the people may propose and enact laws by initiative upon completion of the requirements set forth in the Wyoming statute. Following final certification, the Secretary of State's office will prepare petitions for the Committee of Applicants. Once the committee receives petitions, they will have 18 months to gather petition signatures and submit to the Secretary of State's office for review. Secretary Gray said in a statement, "The people's right to propose and enact laws by initiative to address fundamental issues such as property tax limits is pivotal to our state. At the Secretary of State's office, we take our role in the initiative process very seriously and will work diligently to ensure the people's initiative to limit property tax in Wyoming through a homeowner's exemption is processed efficiently and in accordance with Wyoming law." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.